Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third and final day of Career Week. For those of you who might not have tuned in for day one, I'm Lauren Dolmeyer, and I run partnerships for VetNet. During my day job here at Google, I lead a sales team in our education and careers vertical. Today, the final day of Career Week is really all about you, educating and training you on the insights and the skills you need to make the transition and navigate your career. We have an exciting lineup for you today, starting off with Allie from our Insights team to talk you through the trends that we're seeing across jobs and education. You'll also hear from an inside Google career coach. You'll find out how to use AI to perfect your resume. Our fabulous partners at LinkedIn will be here to walk through how to optimize your profile and network on their platform. And as a special treat, we have two of this year's awards recipients coming in to train us on Learn with Google, Christian Michael, and our friends at Breakline to walk through a mock interview. So don't sit back, lean in and enjoy.
Hi, it's a privilege to be speaking with you all, and I'm excited to be kicking off today's content, which is all about training and skill development. My name is Allie Bartoshevitz, and I am a strategy, research and insights lead at Google, working specifically on education and careers. I'm gonna be sharing some of Google's latest research about trends within the education and employment space, and hopefully help to share some perspective as you think about what is next for you in your career. Each of your journey is unique, whether you're transitioning out of uniform, supporting a service member, or building a career amidst PCS moves, you bring in an extraordinary set of skills, experience, and resilience that is truly unparalleled. Though the idea of making a career change can definitely be daunting, there's much from your experience, leadership, agility, holding command at home, that is directly applicable and valuable to a civilian career. With our research and the trends that we see in the industry, our goal is that today you're able to think about how the skills that you already have can meet the job market and where you have enormous opportunity to stand out. My aim this morning is to illuminate some key trends among job seekers, students, and employers. My hope is that you'll see remarkable similarities to your own drive and mindset, understand what opportunities await you, and to feel even more motivated to take advantage of all of the resources that are available to you today. I'm especially honored to be sharing this research and participating today because I've been able to witness the transition from service to civilian life firsthand. My partner made the transition to civilian life and a civilian career almost 4 years ago, and I can say it hasn't always been easy and certainly has come with new experiences, challenges, and opportunities for growth. When I told him I was sharing research to this audience, he immediately asked, "Are you going to talk about me?" And yes, I am, some. I'll keep it brief, but his story, like all of yours, is unique. How does someone go, say, from training experience in anti-submarine to aviation and to then find a career in a tech company? Obviously, there are a lot of steps in between for how that happened for him. And it's definitely normal to not have it all figured out. There have been lots of moments of doubt and challenge, but also a lot of open-ended excitement about what other professional possibilities exist. This is an opportunity to make a leap into a new experience and to create impact in a different way. With the research that I'm going to share today, hopefully you can leverage some of these insights to see a path for yourself towards your own future success. But before I dive immediately into the research about employers, job seekers, and education opportunities, I definitely think it's important to share a bit more about the context of the current economic climate and what that means for employment opportunities. Starting with the current economic climate, as it's going to be a critical backdrop to your job search. Right now in the US, we actually see a labor market that is surprisingly resilient, but it's operating in an environment of economic uncertainty and emerging headwinds. This is currently displaying itself as concern around tariffs and potential impacts to supply chain, as well as what we're seeing in shifts across the broader global geopolitical landscape. In short, all of this has employers basically proceeding with caution when looking for their forward-looking hiring strategy. For what this means for job seekers, more generally, economic instability makes the job market more competitive. Employers tend to become cautious and more selective, because they're often tightening their belts or pausing expansion due to those factors like tariffs, shifts in the type of, you know, government spending or subsidy, or even some of the broader market volatility, depending on what industry you might be looking at. It means that you might encounter fewer available positions and that hiring decisions could take a lot longer due to budget constraints or shifting business priorities. Given this, we want to make sure you know how to stand out and demonstrate how and why you have valuable and transferable skills for open roles. Understanding these dynamics can help you strategize more effectively within your job search and interview process. However, despite some caution in the economy, jobs are being created, but we currently see the growth concentrated in more specific sectors like healthcare, transportation and warehousing, and some financial industries. This points towards sectors that are actively expanding and ones that you might want to consider in terms of exploring training opportunities, thinking about how your skills might translate into these growth areas. Are there certifications or additional training that you could add that could make you highly competitive in an already growing sector? This selective hiring means fewer positions, increased scrutiny, and longer hiring processes, which ultimately can put more pressure on you as the candidate. You might face multiple interview rounds or experience some delays even in job offers. But you've definitely thrived in competitive environments before. This isn't a barrier, and it's more like a challenge that just needs a more refined strategy. And it's going to reinforce the importance of everything we'll be covering today, making sure that your resume is flawless, honing your interview skills, and making sure you understand exactly what employers are looking for when you're applying. And one of those crucial things that interviewers and employers are looking for when you're applying, especially in today's dynamic environment, are transferable skills. This is where your experience really becomes your superpower. Employers are prioritizing candidates with versatile skill sets and the ability to adapt to changing business needs. Think about it. Every day in the military, you are honing abilities that are in incredibly high demand within the civilian world. For example, leadership in the military isn't just about giving orders, it's about leading diverse teams, often under immense pressure, making critical decisions with incomplete information, and kind of building that sense of shared mission. Those are the exact qualities that companies are looking for in product managers, team leads, and even for executive roles. Or consider problem solving. Whether it was troubleshooting equipment in a deployed environment, or navigating an unforeseen logistical hurdle in a mission, or even adapting to rapidly changing circumstances, military personnel are master problem solvers. You've learned to be resourceful, innovative, decisive, qualities that are going to directly translate to roles in tech, engineering, healthcare, or any field that really demands agility. And adaptability, moving every few years, integrating into new units, learning new systems, meeting new people, operating in diverse cultural contexts. This is all inherent to military life, and the ability to pivot quickly and thrive in new environments is absolutely something that today's employers who need flexible and resilient team members are looking for. So job seekers, especially those transitioning from service, may need to look outside of their direct military occupational specialty and focus on how these deeply ingrained transferable skills can open doors to entirely new industries and help them achieve new roles. This means paying attention to understand your own value and then articulating it in a way that is going to resonate with civilian hiring managers. More broadly, over the last few years and in the job market, we've seen that this interest in job seeking and career development has been growing, and that, you know, the current circumstance that you find yourself in looking for a new job, transitioning to a civilian life, is not necessarily a unique challenge, even if there may be unique aspects. Across the top themes that we see in this job search journey for everyone, there's a huge increase in search behavior. Job seekers are looking for answers throughout their journey, ranging from how to get a new job, to build a resume, practicing interviews, landing that next promotion. Pretty much every stage. All of this falls within a broader view of career development and the interest in how to make that happen is out there. As an example, how to get a new job has increased searches on Google by 20% just in the first few months of this year compared to last year. So there's lots of interest, and you're not alone in this, you know, search to find a new opportunity. But this journey from the beginnings of thinking about what this next dream job or opportunity could be to actually making it happen can be a little bit more complicated than some initial searches. These are complex journeys that you're undergoing. You have countless unique touch points and milestones, creating hundreds, if not thousands, of little moments that may influence and change how you're thinking about your next career move. So to take us directly now into the research, we're going to start with the employer perspective here, which includes studies that we've run in partnership with both Ipsos and Material, so that we can kind of help share what are hiring managers thinking, where are they finding their applicants, and how can you as a job seeker stand out? Where are companies finding their next great hires? From the data that we have, the vast majority, over 70% of hiring managers, are leveraging their job boards and own company career pages as their top recruiting methods. This is where the jobs are being advertised and where the bulk of applications are coming in. But it's not just about the volume that job boards create. Our research also shows that 65% of hiring managers also say that job boards and job posting aggregators provide the highest quality candidates for their company. So think about that. They're actively expecting to find their best hires on these platforms. What does that tell us? It means that having a strong, optimized online presence and knowing how to use these job platforms is absolutely non-negotiable in today's market. It's not enough to just apply for a job. You need to be applying strategically. It's so much more than just clicking submit. Many companies, especially larger ones, use applicant tracking systems, often abbreviated as ATS. These are automated software programs that are going to be scanning your resume when you apply for a keyword, looking for general relevancy before a human ever sees them. So if your language isn't speak, or if your job resume isn't speaking the language of the job description, it might never even make it to a hiring manager's desk. In some of the sessions later today, you're going to dive into the strategies that will help you both optimize your presence on these platforms and to think about how to use the right keywords in your resume that will navigate these systems so that you can translate what your own unique experiences into compelling civilian language that is also going to help match what's within a job posting. This will help you navigate application process efficiently, and having a greater grasp of these mechanics will really be fundamental to a successful search, especially because we know that hiring is really selective right now, and it's going to make sure that your profile and your resume are actually getting seen by the right people. While we know that postings on the job boards are going to be number one for hiring managers and recruiters in terms of volume, there's also another method that can give you a significant edge, and that's employee referrals. Our data shows that over half, 53% of hiring managers, are actively using referrals to source candidates for their open roles. And this is a powerful statistic for one simple reason, and that's trust. From the employer's perspective, if someone they trust, an existing high-performing employee, recommends a candidate, you're already starting with a much higher level of confidence. It's not just about who you know, it's about the trusted connections, the shared professional values, and an endorsement of your work ethic and character. So for you, it's about finding advocates who can speak to your skills and to your potential, directly speaking about your capabilities. Often we see that referred candidates move faster through the hiring process and have a higher chance of being hired. So this is where your incredibly strong military network and the broader veteran and military spouse community becomes an absolute superpower for you in your job search. You already have this built-in network of individuals who really and truly understand your background, your experiences, and the immense value that that could bring to a civilian career. So your fellow veterans, military spouses, and various support organizations are already out in the workforce and they're excelling in various industries. So don't underestimate the power that connection can really provide. This can include reaching out on platforms like LinkedIn, attending virtual or in-person networking events, or even having a casual conversation. Connections can lead to next steps throughout the process. Informational interviews where you might learn a little bit more about a company or a job from someone on the inside, without the formal pressure of an interview, and the opportunity to build genuine relationships, get advice, and again, continue to think about leveraging those shared experiences. It's so critical to start thinking about building and nurturing your network right now, before you even need a job or early in your job search. Every new connection that you make could be the person who hears about an opening and thinks, you know who would be perfect for that? And it's your name that comes out. Another thing to keep in mind, and perhaps even more significant, is that we see that hiring managers, more than half, say that they're paying at least equal or more attention to skills or work experience compared to the education background of candidates. This is a huge opportunity, and it's important to make sure you're keeping this in mind when you're applying so that you're not counting yourself out before the process even begins. It means that while your education is valuable, your practical experience and demonstrated abilities are often equally, if not more, important to employers. They're not just looking, they're looking for what you can do, not just where you went to school. And they recognize that skills can be acquired in many ways. This can be through military service, through on-the-job training, certification, self-study. And on top of that, 90% of employers say that they offer benefits to help employees upskill and reskill as well. In a competitive market, employers prioritizing candidates with versatile skill sets and the ability to adapt to changing business needs. So, you know, thinking about those problem-solving skills, effective communication, digital proficiency, these are all going to be extremely highly valued, and you might need to look beyond direct industry experience to think about where your transferable skills can open the doors to the new roles. And you, from military experience, should have tons of these skills. But it's extremely important to make sure that you're able to effectively articulate these skills on your resume and in interviews, making sure that your accomplishments are able to translate into civilian language that employers are immediately able to understand and value. Thinking about this benefit for upskilling and continued growth is also an opportunity where you can assess employers as well in your job search. As you're evaluating potential employers, you can ask about their professional development programs. This next step in the job search isn't just about getting your next job, it's about finding a career path where you can continue to grow, learn new skills, feel that you're developing, and stay competitive, and that you're doing that with an employer who's investing in your long-term success. So, to take it now to the other side of the coin, how are successful job seekers approaching their search and preparing themselves in this market? Well, they're being agile, consistently engaged, and focused on growth. Even though we just heard that employers are often offering upskilling benefits, the proactive job seeker is still often looking for ways to set themselves apart. Perhaps one of the most important insights to consider in your success is that among our currently employed job seekers, 68% are actively maintaining or developing skills to be more attractive in the job market and to improve their career trajectory. So just over 2/3 of people are actively engaging in skill development. It's not just about getting the next job, it's about staying marketable and advancing your career. It's recognizing that true learning, this journey never ends, and that our most successful professionals are going to be those who are lifelong learners, constantly adapting and acquiring new skills and competency. And this should hopefully feel like this is a characteristic already ingrained in military culture: continuous training, readiness, and evolution, ready to meet the task at hand. Coupled with this, we're seeing that job seekers are showing consistent engagement in the market. 78% of job seekers say that they're visiting online job search platforms at least weekly to learn about new employment opportunities. So this is disciplined, regular activity. With a dynamic job market and a competitive one, new opportunities are appearing constantly, and so staying engaged ensures that you don't miss them. This approach to learning and searching should align to your experience. The willingness to quickly acquire new knowledge and then to stay engaged will be a competitive edge. However, Maintaining and developing skills can take several forms, including more formal education paths. And the pace to learn new skills has never been faster. Despite the complexity of individual journeys, some of our research with Ipsos reveals a key trend, and that is that the journey for prospective students to find the right school is shrinking. 59% of students that are seeking a degree took less than 4 months after starting their research to enroll in a degree program, and non-degree students move even faster, with just over two-thirds, 67%, enrolling within just a month. This speaks to a sense of urgency and a clear understanding of the immediate skill needs. People are acting quickly to bridge skill gaps and gain new competencies. So this agile learner mindset is extremely powerful. Having this clear understanding of needs brings a strong focus to how students are then searching for their next program and opportunity. Between frequently looking for job postings and assessing what skills may be needed, we see that prospective students are then very strategic in how they frame their searches, especially if they're looking to enroll in a program quickly. With more than half of US students surveyed using online search for research, their focus narrows in on three key areas. 68% are searching for programs categorized by degree or field of study. 45% are searching for program reviews, trying to figure out who has taken this degree, how satisfied are they with the outcome, and has it been a valuable experience for them? And 43% are focusing their search activity on cost-related information. Students are doing their homework looking for specific skills, real-world validation, and financial transparency. This is a very targeted, pragmatic approach to learning, and they're doing this to ensure that their investment in education pays off. If you're considering additional training and certifications as part of your job search, this kind of framing can help focus your efforts as well. Beyond formal programs, there are other ways people are learning and staying engaged in their job search, and one of these ways is YouTube. Among job seekers who use YouTube for career insights and development opportunities, we see that 56% are watching videos about job search strategies and tips. So where to find the best one, how to think about, you know, updating an application, stuff like that. 55% are using to learn more about a specific industry or job function. So, you know, would I succeed at a startup? Or thinking more like, is project management the right career path for me? And then we see another 51% are watching interview advice videos, how to get, you know, hyped up before the interview, have the right mindset, answer questions in a way that recruiters and hiring managers are going to help progress you to the next round. All of this demonstrates strong desire for job seekers to have practical and accessible learning opportunities. People are actively looking for guidance on how to succeed, often turning to platforms where they can get visual demonstrations, real-world advice that feels applicable to their own situation. Thinking back to the earlier slide that I showed on the search behaviors, we know that job seekers have lots of questions, and YouTube is one of the ways that job seekers are looking to find answers and also find community in that process. And finally, there's a broader interest from our proactive job seekers to have appetite in using new technology. Technology is no longer just a tool, it can really become a partner in the job search. From our latest research, we see that 40% of job seekers say that they would be likely to use AI technology to create, format, or optimize their resumes as part of their job search process. Which, this isn't necessarily about letting AI do all of the work for you, but it is about letting it be an assistant to help refine your language, thinking about some of that, you know, updates from military experience to civilian language and context, tailor your resume to specific roles, and make sure it passes some of that initial screening software that we were talking about. So it's not about necessarily working any harder, but working smarter. AI can help you translate into civilian terms and make your resume immediately recognizable to hiring managers. And if other job seekers are taking advantage of available technology to make their resume stand out or help them get ahead in the hiring process, this means this is a chance for you to do this too. AI can also be used for cover letters, matching your skills to a position, help with researching employers, automation of your applications, identifying areas where you can use more skill development, mapping gaps between a posting and your resume, and even all the way down to interview practice or career coaching. I've highlighted here one of the products that Google has called Interview Warmup that helps you prep along the way for different answers and give feedback that helps you get more comfortable if you just need someone to kind of run through questions with. Finally, as we're kind of bringing this conversation and research to a close, taking a quick moment to reflect on everything that we've talked about. We've mentioned multiple times a competitive job market and the reality of what selective hiring means. But more importantly, I hope you feel that we've highlighted the undeniable demand for specific skills and the commitment to continuous learning that is now what is kind of the hallmark of career success. What these insights don't capture, though, is the immense value that each and every one of you, veterans, military spouses, and partners, are going to be able to bring to the civilian workforce, especially in the uncertain times that we're facing right now. To be clear, your strengths are not just desirable traits, they are critical for any organization. Discipline, proven leadership under pressure, unparalleled adaptability, deep problem-solving capabilities, resilience, teamwork, global perspectives. These are not just buzzwords. They're the foundational pillars of success in any high-performing team. You've been trained to execute with precision, to innovate when faced with ambiguity, and to lead with integrity in complex and often unpredictable environments. These are the qualities that employers are looking for when they need versatile, dependable, and exceptional talent, which you all are. But you are not just looking for a job. You are positioned for success in this environment. You possess the core competency that the civilian world is actively seeking, and your journey in looking for a job and spending time today is about translating these competencies, thinking about refining your strategy, and connecting to the right opportunities that are going to allow you to succeed. And that's exactly what the rest of the content today is designed to help you do. These are your next steps. The remaining breakout sessions are crafted to empower you with concrete and actionable tools to leverage everything we've discussed and what our research is really highlighting for the job environment right now. We'll talk more about training and certification opportunities that are going to align with the skills that are most in demand today. Thinking about how to strategically build on existing expertise, how to better search for jobs, how to better use the platforms, making sure that your application stands out and that you and your own brand stand out as well, even in this market that we know is really selective. Thinking about the insights to build a resume that really reflects your experiences. This is going to help you better resonate with hiring managers, but also navigate those applicant tracking systems and make effective use of AI to make your resume both stand out, differentiate you from the rest of job seekers, but also highlight all of your unique experiences. And finally, I think the day ends with more in-depth information about interviewing skills with a mock interview. Thinking about articulating your versatility, problem-solving abilities, and finding ways to connect with an interviewer while also thinking about how to best show up for success. So as you go to the rest of the day and thinking about these insights and keeping them in mind, make sure to be curious, ask questions, engage with the resources that are here for you, and think about applying these and taking concrete action to take steps forwards. Hopefully you can pick one or two of the insights that we've shared today and think about how you can take action to implement on them in the near future. Everything here today is an opportunity for you to leverage the strengths that you already possess, apply the strategies that you've learned, see what is relevant in the market in our research, and think about not just finding your next role, but really building a thriving civilian career. I hope you found everything today insightful and helpful, and thank you for your time.